It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is your favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show, which is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com. Get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
You know, it really hit me yesterday that I disappoint a lot of people on these airwaves.
You do.
The question is, who is number one?
Yes.
On that list.
Who do you disappoint the most?
The most on a daily basis on this radio show. Number five is David Field.
Wow.
Spike and I, the CEO of Odyssey. Yes.
Yeah.
Spike and I the other day, we're out in the lunchroom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, David comes over, sometimes talks, you know, sports with us.
Which is cool. CEOs don't usually do that.
Yep. So it's always cool. And he's like, you want to know what I was doing at 1 a.m. on Saturday morning? I was like, what? And he's like, I was watching the Flyers. And I was like, didn't see it. And then later in the conversation, he's like, who do you think is going to win the title the next? And I was like, I don't know, maybe the Sixers. Like, I think the Sixers are in a pretty good spot. And he's like, I think it's going to be the Flyers. And I said, I don't really know. I'm excited about our guy Jet Luchansky or whatever his name is.
Luchenko.
And Michkov. And the look of just sheer disappointment of, how'd you get a job here?
Yeah. Am I signing your checks?
Yeah. Well, it was a true disappointment in his eyes.
I give David credit because he is he loves hockey and he loves the Flyers.
Mm-hmm.
And they just haven't been that relevant over the last, you know, decade
sure.
or so, certainly
yeah.
since they purchased the team. And him coming over and saying that, I was not surprised at all that he was up at 1 a.m. watching the Flyers.
No.
But you gotta at least fake it, Jack. You gotta fake it in those situations.
If he asks you something and then you don't have an answer, like,
and then it looks even worse.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've realized. Not great at lying.
Yeah, no, you're not good at lying either.
Just
yeah.
relentlessly myself.
Yep.
The fourth people that I disappoint the most on this show on a daily basis is Jill and my parents.
I'm sure of that.
Yeah, this kind of goes without saying. They're like, really, the Brussels sprouts thing? You know? So I don't know what to tell you. I was blowing up the joint.
Yeah, you made the entire fourth floor of 2400 Market smell like your gas.
I've had that skill for a long time,
too. It is awful.
I was disappointed that you allowed me to walk in that studio.
He never stops anyone.
Yeah, put a hand up and tell him, nah, come out there.
Yeah, so full disclosure, this happened about two breaks ago, and you started coming in, I beat you to the spot, and I got out of there. I got out of there, didn't subject you to what's been going on.
I appreciate that.
I had beets for lunch today.
Beets?
Yeah, man.
What are you, 70?
They're good, man. They're a superfood.
Yeah, they also make your pee turn red.
Yeah, they make you think you gotta call your doctor.
Yeah, your other thing turn red, too.
Yeah.
The first time I ate a bag of beet chips, and, you know, I went the number two one.
Thank you.
And it looked like...
Blood. We get it.
Looked like it was,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
You think you gotta call your doctor? The third people.
By the way, just real quick,
uh-huh.
I think people who listen to the show think maybe we're kidding about you farting in the producer's chair. Oh. We're not kidding.
No, that's real.
Yeah, I worry for the equipment in there because it's such a small room and it's concentrated. I worry that the buttons in there are going to smell like you. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't happen. I can't. Really, I don't think that can happen. Anyway, the third person who I disappoint the most on a daily basis on the show, and I think if you listen to today's show in its entirety, you can tell this, but the third person is Spike.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, you look at me when we start talking music, and it just enrages you in a way that I didn't know was possible. I kind of see OG Wade's point.
Well, what I was gonna say is I think the way that you drive Eagles fans crazy, you do to me with music. You're so dismissive about things that you're wrong about.
Sure.
It drives me crazy.
And I think that's why people like listening to me and Howard. Because we both don't respect each other's opinion at all. So it's like oil and water.
Which band recorded the album Pet Sounds?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Animals is Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Pet Sounds at Limp Bizkit?
No, it's Beach Boys. How about Appetite for Destruction?
Oh, that's Guns N' Roses.
Okay, all right, one for two.
Never
we'll go to
doubt.
The next one.
All Never right. a doubt. The second people that I disappoint the most on a daily basis on this show is the Westchester Area School District and Bloomsburg University.
Oh, because you're so bad at words.
Yeah, English language, not my best.
Yeah.
You know, some of the geography stuff, way off. They're probably sitting there, because a lot of my old teachers obviously listen to the show,
yep.
And they're probably like, what did he do?
Yeah. No, they knew you didn't pay attention in class.
No, I know. Yeah. I was talking about sports and thinking about, you know.
Yes, you're the jock that didn't pay attention in class.
Well, baseball is 305, yeah.
That LinkedIn request I got from the Bloomsburg coach, was that your coach?
Yeah, that's my head coach. Yeah.
Oh, okay, we're connected now.
Nice. He's probably going to ask you to come speak at a Bloomsburg baseball
event. That's fine, as long as he comes on the show and talks about your failures.
Well, he should also know I put Bloomsburg baseball on the map. And we've also discussed I'm the biggest bust in Bloomsburg baseball history.
Okay.
So it's all good.
Okay.
But the number one person that I disappoint the most on a daily basis, and I saw it really at the end of the show yesterday, is Ike. I said yesterday that BMF stood for blowing money fast. And the look of, oh, come on.
Come on, man.
Come on. And Ike's really speaking for a lot of other people out there with me.
The delegation.
The delegation.
Yeah.
You know, they love you.
Right.
They love you. You know what I mean?
I never saw Friday until this summer. I think it's always a sound of, really?
Oh, man.
Don't know who Kid and Play is.
Don't know that. Yeah.
Well, that's understandable, though, I guess.
Wow. Yeah, you disappoint a lot of people, Jack.
The elderly.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Let me tell you. You actually, your apple slices for your guests really disappointed me the other day.
Oh, you thought it was like buff chick dip and
yeah, something. Yeah. No.
Eat before you
come. Even if it's store bought.
Yeah, eat before you come over. And don't wear no beer. Bring your own. And enjoy your apple slices.
Did you change your opinion on Halloween candy yet?
We're still monitoring the situation.
Jack doesn't want to give out Halloween candy. Mm-mm.
Contributing to the problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to hand out potatoes.
No, come on, man. Is Walker going out?
So I'm not sure. Like we got him a costume and everything, but he's just kind of learning how to walk, so I don't know if he's there yet. Again, he's a year and a half.
You got to bring him around and have all your neighbors see your cute kid in his costume.
Right, but we also have to hand out. It's a very busy house, very busy street, so we have to hand out candy.
So you just dress him up in his costume and let him help you guys hand out candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Donovan Chespat, loud and wrong again.
Yes. I got a lot of messages about that.
Gladiator.
Yep.
Completely forgot. That's on me.
Yep. There was a black guy in Gladiator.
Well, and it's guy used to be married to, I forget who he used to be married to, a famous actress.
I don't know.
You wouldn't know if I knew her name.
Who is
it? It's the dude from Amistad. I can't pronounce his name.
Uh-oh. Well, it's better that you can't pronounce his name.
Hansu Digimon. Remember him.
Oh, yeah. I know his face, for sure. What's his name?
I can't think of his name.
Oh. I don't want to. Yeah, I can't. I'll screw that up.
So, yeah. Appreciate everybody that listened to the show to call me a moron for not realizing he was in the
Well, now, Gladiator. Can you see Gladiator 2?
Yeah, I guess I can't see it now.
Okay. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We haven't heard from him in a while. Yoshi, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
You ain't heard from me since Monday, man. It ain't been that
day. 3 days.
Well, it is Thursday.
Goddamn, baby, I called to tell my man happy birthday yesterday, but the lines were just lit. Did Jack show you the video I sent you?
No,
he did not.
Jack, you know what, man? What the heat's for?
Ike, sprinted out of here yesterday. What do you want me to do?
Oh, now you're blaming me?
You got his phone number, and y'all both got iPhones, so it would have showed up nice and clear. Hey, boy.
I'll send it to him now.
Man, you don't send him the one where saying it had no sound, because the first one had no sound.
Right.
I was all stupid with that one. But so I had to do another one. So I I wish you happy birthday three times because I sent him two videos and I texted to him. And this boy ain't tell you nothing. I didn't even want to talk about man yesterday for real. I wanted to get up there and tell you, man, from day one, you welcomed me with open arms. You was the one who said that call was fire. Call back again. And every time we see each other, we chop it up like we old school homies.
Yes, sir.
I love you, boy. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you, Yoshi.
Jack, man, boy, I swear, I love him, though. I swear, boy, he just like one of my children. Now that I said all that, you know what? You getting on my tag on nerves, boy. Ever since you turned 50, you can't remember nothing. You get me, I be sitting up here texting Jack. Like, soon as you say it wrong, I text it. He was daggone Russell Crowe, best homie in the daggone Gladiator slave camp. Oh, Juba. Digimon Hansu. Like, come
that's
on.
That's his name. Digimon Hansu. Okay.
Come on, man. What's that? The only brother in the movie. If it's one brother you got, it won't even no black extras in the movie.
You're right. You're right.
Come on, man.
You're right. And he was married to Kamora Lee Simmons. That's who it was.
I text Jack that as soon as you got it wrong. I can't remember the actor's name. I'm like,
I know she was somebody famous.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
I said, dear God, please let me keep all my memory, what's the name, when I turn 50 next year. Well, I'm about to bring you some daggone shark meat, what's the name? That's good for your memory. Like, good gracious, bro. I love you, though. You my horse if you don't never win a race, bro.
Oh, man.
Spike, man, you getting on my nerves. Every time you talk like that daggone worm, I go in the house talking like that worm. My wife, I roll over when I'm feeling frisky. I'm like, can I get something? Yeah.
Tell everyone.
I'm sure that gets her going, yeah.
The Eagles have won three of their five games. That's 60%.
When I make her laugh, I usually get some. So I'm like, that's funny to me. Let me stop. Look, man, Sunday at 1 o'clock, it is not a must-win. They better win. But we already lost two games in the NFC. Don't lose a third one, and then in the division. And then right now, what's the name? It's the team that's the bottom feeder of the division, and they play you tough. It's a scary game because Jalen, I said it, what's the name, on Monday, New York is his kryptonite. He don't be having good games against them. If he come out and have a good game against them and a convincing win, I'm going to feel good because he has not played good against this team since he has been on, starting for this team. So, that's a scary game. And I wouldn't force feed Saquon on Sunday, but I believe Saquon, man, if you make him very, very, very relevant in this game, he will be the X factor. Because usually what's named, he didn't lead the team. This team gave up on him. And usually when a team give up on you and you get a chance to see them again, that's when you go ham on them. So, it's a scary game. I feel like we're going to win. I know I'm on the edge of my chair. All messed up about it, but I feel good about it. What's the name? And that daggone Kim Kardashian, man, I had to sneak it in real quick. I started thinking about everything. You know what I'm talking
all
about?
All right. Yeah. Do you have a face of the 2000s before we do have to hang up on you?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Look, what's the name? Like, this man, I believe he was like one of the faces of the 2000s, and he was also the face of his sport. Floyd Money Mayweather, baby. Love y'all cats. Talk to you later, brothers.
Money Mayweather.
I mean, he was the face
of
boxing. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Slick Rick.
Money Mayweather. Money May.
Slick Rick in West Philly. Slick Rick, you're on WIP. No.
Ruler.
Slick Rick?
Yep, he said the ruler. Slick Rick the ruler?
Yeah.
All right. While we're waiting for Slick Rick to get his act together, I have bad injury news for you, Ike.
Uh-oh.
So the Eagles put out their injury report for today.
Mm-hmm.
The you know, four good full participants: Sydney Brown, Jalix Hunt, Anaya Smith. All, you know. Then there's three limited participants: Oren Burks, Milton Williams, Byron Young. And here are the did not practices. Most of them we knew. Jordan Mailata did not practice. Okay. Dallas Goedert did not practice. Okay. Eli Ricks did not practice. Okay. Darius Slay back to did not practice, even though he's a limited participant yesterday. Jalen Carter, shoulder, did not practice. Jalen Carter, missing Jalen Carter on Sunday would not be great.
Would not be great.
Yeah.
And Darius Slay, for that matter.
Yeah.
Well, Slay you can kind of live with that because of Quinyon, but...
Well, Quinyon can only cover one guy.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like they have more guys there. Who's playing without Jalen Carter? I mean, that's
I agree.
More Jordan Davis, I guess. Trevor Booker.
Yeah, I don't know if that's good. Yeah, I don't think you're going to get... Now, you may get more Milton Williams.
Yeah. Well, but Milton Williams, was he was on the list, too. No, he was the limited participant, yeah. So who knows.
I'm assuming they're giving him a day off, and they may go tomorrow to see how they feel.
Yeah. Especially for Slay.
I think Slay could easily be a game-time decision.
Yeah.
But Jalen... Did he get hurt in the game last week? Did he come out?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Is this because they put on pads again? You know, they're never going to put on pads during the week ever again.
Lombardi mentioned that. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah. That's a good thing, though, that they did have on pads. And yeah. Elliot told me they had on pads last week, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I guess Nick is, you know, they want to tackle better. They want to block better. Got to put the pads on.
Slick Rick, West Philly. Slick Rick, you're on WIP.
Fellas.
Slick Rick.
Hi, everybody, today, man. First of all, I'm going to stay on topic, man. On paper, this is an awesome team, man. It's an awesome team. However, the collaboration of the head coach that is currently in place and the assistant coaches that he was assigned is just not working. It's just not working, unfortunately. Like, the offense is not clicking, and the defense is a work in progress.
Well,
so this week, go ahead.
Well, why do you think, offensively, why do you think it's the coaches and not the players?
Why do I think what now?
Why do you think it's the coaches and not the players?
Because the same head coach has been in place, and except for 1 year of success, it hasn't been any consistency at all. And it's honestly regressing. It's not a progressive motion. It's either stagnant or it's a regression. So it's honestly time for a change at the top, and then there will be different results.
Are we sure about that?
All right, here we go. You played.
Yeah.
And I loved you as a player. That's real talk. We talked about that in the past. You were a hell of a player.
Thank you for your service.
I appreciate that, yeah.
Sometimes you hear a voice, and then it's motivating. And then after a while, you got to tune it out.
Oh, wow, we're losing Slick Rick into the Matrix.
Is that the worm?
Yeah. Was it the worm? I really respected how you played the game.
Yeah.
Why don't we do this now before we get a bit? Rose in Doylestown, you're on WIP.
Hello, Ike, Spike, and Jack.
Hi, Rose.
Hey, Rose.
Hey. Well, earlier on the show, you guys were talking about Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Overrated.
Not overrated. Underrated.
Okay. All right. So, Spike, I have a question for you. If you're as big a Brad Pitt fan as you say...
Well, we're not going to do Brad Pitt trivia,
sure
are we?
Sure we
yes,
are.
Yes, we are. He's so great.
You got to know this. Okay. If you're really a fan, his breakout role was a character named J.D. Not Jay-Z, J.D., and what movie was that in?
Well, the movie he got famous with was Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
That's
it.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's his breakout role.
All right. Thank you.
You're a true fan.
All right.
Yeah. Even I knew that one.
Yes.
He stole Louise's money, man. Come on, man.
Yeah. Wow. Look at that.
Yeah. That's oh, yeah. Right. I've seen Thelma and Louise a couple times.
He's also in True Romance, too. It's a great role. He plays a burnout named Floyd.
That's a good comes movie. Back to that.
That's a great movie. You guys still haven't watched it. It's really disappointing. Rose, what do you think Brad Pitt's best role is?
I think Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
He
or
was
J.D. His breakout or that one?
Yeah, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was a good one.
What about Seven?
Seven's a great role,
no,
too.
Oh, too creepy.
Huh?
Ah. Is he going to be your vote for face of the 2000s?
Him or maybe Tom Cruise, right? That was the first Mission Impossible movie he was in, 2000, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Cruise was still big in the 2000s.
You got to give Cruise credit. He has stayed, I mean, he's a lunatic, of course, but he has stayed.
Scientology.
Thank you for the call, Rose. Appreciate it.
Oh,
and
sure.
I got your trivia question right. There you go. He has stayed a giant star in giant movies. I mean, the Top Gun movie was the biggest movie of the year. Was it 2 years ago, last year, whenever it was?
Yeah.
Pretty
Maverick.
Impressive.
Yeah. Love Maverick.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
More 90s than 2000s, huh?
He's been both. You know, he had The Firm and he had Rain Man and that stuff was the 90s, but
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, I bet his 2000s are pretty impressive too. Magnolia was 2000s, which is I'm sure you haven't seen it.
Yeah. Few Good Men was 90s.
Few Good Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Pretty good.
Nailed it. What do we do next?
Yeah, what are we going to do here?
Well, I'm just, you know, I guess we have some decent enough news about a Sixers injury next.
And the Buzz Wilson Fantasy
Wilson Fantasy Report.
We
That's right.
News.
Yes, Buzz Wilson Fantasy Report on the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League is next. We'll also finish up with you about whether Sunday's a must-win. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When I watch the Eagles at home, I get my Miller Lite from my local Acme. So this season, when you go to your local Acme for your game day Miller Lite, register for a chance to win WIP's Ultimate Home Gating Giveaway, presented by, of course, Miller Lite, including a Weber grill, a 50-inch LG TV, a $750 Acme gift card, a Miller Lite cooler, and Birds legend Brent Celek and myself watching an Eagles game at your house. For info and participating Acme markets, go to 94WIP.com. It's Miller time, Eagles fans. Celebrate responsibly.
I cried out, heaven save me.
Come on, Buzz.
But I'm down to one last breath. Will you let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm together. Maybe 6 feet. It's so far down.
I've got a quartet singing.
Yeah. Creed at 5:30 on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Mandatory Creed.
It's time for Commissioner Buzz's Fantasy Football Report. We have our Afternoon Show League. Buzz joins us once a week most of the time to give us an update on how it's going. Buzz, welcome. Commissioner Buzz.
Happy to be here. Let's get right into this. Spike, going to start with you. You lost 136-118 to Kimberly.
I did, yeah.
I'm okay with it. That's a tough one.
Scheduled loss
to one of the worst teams in the league record-wise?
Look, she's won two in a row.
Who let her get hot?
I had Justin Jefferson on a bye, and I had Malik Nabers out. I'll be back. I'm still number one point. I'm not worried.
You got 0.5 from Zach Moss. Not great.
Yeah.
5.7 from Brian Thomas.
Yep.
7.8 DK Metcalf. Pretty much all of Kimberly's team showed up. So Spike, he drops to 4-2. Ike, with a big win over James this week, 128-119. Bijan Robinson with a season-high 25 points. Welcome to the season, Bijan Robinson.
Welcome to the season.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Was not expecting that.
No.
They hadn't given me anything all year, really.
That Atlanta team's heating up a little bit, man.
Yeah.
They're scoring points every
Captain
week.
Captain Kirk, man.
Yep.
It's another huge week for DeAndre Swift. He puts up 22 points, 17 from Jameson Williams. So Ike, he moves up. He will move up in the rankings. How far up will he move? We'll get to that in just a minute.
Okay.
And Jack wins 133-121 over Dominic. He overcame a negative from Chris Olave.
That's right.
25 from Garrett Wilson, 27 from Joe Mixon, 21 from Keenan Allen. Jack climbs back to 500. He's even Steven at 3-3, but can he climb into the top five?
Oh, that's what people are wondering,
Buzz. That's what people have been asking all week long. We will find out in just a minute as well. Takeaways from the week. Yoshi now stands alone as the only 5-1 team. So he gets a win this week.
Doesn't matter.
As I mentioned, who let Kimberly get hot? She beat Spike, now two wins in a row. And OG Wade, welcome to the season. He won a game.
Whoa!
OG Wade. He beat Ryan by half a point.
What was the score? Do you know?
The final score.
52-51.5
No, OG Wade had a legitimate win. It was 107.96 to 107.48.
Hold on. You're crushing me for a 118 performance, and you're giving OG Wade a thumbs up for a 107?
I'm just acknowledging he won a game. We didn't think it would happen.
I don't like this at all.
I'm not giving him praise. It's just, like when the 10-win Sixers won a game. You got to praise him.
Yeah, I actually am stunned that OG Wade won a game.
Yeah. I think we somebody was going to lose to him. You just didn't want to be the one.
Yes, just like the Sixers at that time.
Yep. And I think I only scored 70-some points.
Yeah, you got away with a dud that week.
Yeah, he was worse than me.
You won with 70-some points?
I think so.
Well, defense wins championships.
When I beat OG, yeah, I think so.
Just to be clear, he's still in last place by like 150 points. Okay. So it's not a big deal. Let's get to these power rankings, though.
Okay.
Jack Fritz, back in the top five.
Whoa.
With a win over Dominic.
Okay.
He climbs 2-3-3, now sixth place in the league, but five on the Buzz Power Rankings. Number four is Ike Reese. Ooh. Steps up. He was out of the rankings. He was at number five. He moves up to number four.
I got to see who's in front of me.
Well, here's who's in front of you. James, who you beat, I'm still going to leave at number three because he's a little bit. No, he's got the points to back it up. He's 4-2. He's got 786. You're at 685. So he's still got about 100 points on you. That's why he's at number three. Spike, he lost to Kimberly, drops down to number two. Would have dropped further if it was not from the loss from James. Yoshi, the only 5-1 team he won this week. Only loss is to Ike on the year. He's at number one.
Bro, I got more points than Yoshi. I mean, that's fine with your power rank.
Listen, yeah, but you got to drop down somewhat from your loss.
It's fine that you get all your little points or what have you.
Oh, this is the first time I'm getting challenged on these rankings.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Stand up for yourself.
When the bye weeks come in,
yeah,
that has to be taken into account.
Sure.
A lot of Spike's points were racked up in the first 3 to 4 weeks of the season.
I've got no depth.
One guy has been, he was faked an injury and was out for 4 weeks.
Right.
Devontae Adams. Yes. Yeah, I finally get him back. Yeah, I've been mixing and matching. You go see my lineups that I put out there every week. So the fact that I'm still 4-2 and I beat the only team that's 5-1, I beat the number one team, and I beat Spike.
No, we didn't play each other.
We didn't play yet?
No.
Okay. I beat
Jack? But you did beat Yoshi.
That's what I'm saying. I beat Yoshi.
No, you got a good strength of schedule. I acknowledge that.
Only four? Hold on. I got two guys in front of me that I beat. I beat James. How is he still in front of me?
Well, he was at number one. Or he was at number two, rather.
So his rankings.
So he dropped down to three.
So he dropped down. Spike moves down one because he was at number one. Jack moves into the top five.
It's just motivation for the guys.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Well, you might bench Mahomes. I mean, that's called sending a message.
Yeah.
That's not this team. That's a different league.
Awesome. Good job by me.
It's a different league. I'm in three leagues. And by the way, for people that are wondering, that league, we play two quarterbacks.
Oh.
So, yeah, I got golf and Sam Darnold as well.
Okay.
With Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's benchable in that.
Right?
Yeah, he's benchable.
Yeah.
Well done, Buzz.
All right, Buzz, I'm watching you.
I know you. If you win again, you move up.
When
you win it, well, I'm the commissioner. I can't be playing favorites here. You're down 100. You're still back 100 points after beating James. You expect to just leapfrog?
You're pointing out this total points nonsense.
Well, it has to be part of the equation.
I mean, my guys have been in bye weeks for the last 3 weeks.
Everyone's dealing with bye weeks.
Maybe you should have planned better.
Yeah, that would help.
Everyone's dealing with bye weeks.
I actually pay attention to when my guys are on bye weeks when I draft them. I never pay attention to that.
No, that's a lame way to draft, worrying about bye weeks.
I can't. It's too much thinking. Yeah.
Well, great job, Buzz.
Thank you.
Well,
I'll take
job,
my top five ranking. I'll take it.
Yeah, he's right. You're upset with the time. You dropped down one.
Well, I'm confident.
Okay.
I'm confident. I'm the best team in the league. I mean, I'm not worried about it. Your low rankings. I'm not worried about it.
You can't expect to stay at one after a loss to Kimberly.
No, he's lucky to even be in the top five still.
What? Kimberly's putting a nice little run together.
And used you to put it together.
Ooh, all right.
I can feel the tension heating up in this league.
I'm just saying. Now bragging rights are important around here.
They are.
This chat's getting a little PG-13 on Sundays.
It's like I beat you in our league.
Oh, all
WIP
right.
League.
Well, you told me that league doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm still 0-6 in that league, I think. Yeah.
Should I give rankings for that league too?
No, I don't worry about that one.
Yeah, we'd have to talk about the morning
show. Because Rod Lincoln is leading that league.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, it's the only reason the league exists is because Rod
Lincoln
wants to win.
Wants to beat us. Yeah.
The guy's addicted to fantasy sports.
He is. He made me play in the league because he wants to be able to beat me.
It's like when
it's like your program director. You won. You're the boss. Congrats. Yeah, I have to answer to you. You win. You don't have to beat me in fantasy, too.
Well, and it's like when we went to the Maury ping pong thing.
Yes.
Congratulations. You're good at ping pong.
Same deal.
Can we get past the second round?
Did you see he's invested in a ping pong league now?
I know. This guy.
Yeah.
Who, Maury did?
Maury Blitzer. It was mostly David Blitzer, but yes, Maury Blitzer.
Hey, man's portfolio is growing.
Oh, yes. Sure is.
Shows up on Shark Tank with a ping pong league.
Yeah.
Lied about Jimmy Butler being there.
Did lie. He did lie. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Great job, Commissioner Buzz. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Does Spike have to move back to New York if the Eagles lose to the Giants on Sunday? 80% are saying yes.
Yeah, we got to get you out of here.
Yeah, wow. Well, luckily I didn't sell the house yet, so I'm still up there. You're going to have to call Fan and get me a job, though. I'm not leaving for no job.
Well.
No! You paying my bills, buddy boy, over there?
The crazy part is, I don't know, do they want you back out there at the Fan?
Oh, no, I burned those bridges. Holy moly. I didn't know. So when I started with the Knicks stuff. I started taking shots at New York and them. And I thought, oh, this will be fun. And then I did it again with the Mets. They don't think it's fun up there. Somehow, they cannot stand me in New York now.
So now you're a man. Yeah, we can't send him back.
No.
He needs a home.
They'll kill me.
Yeah.
They'll murder me. Yeah, they'll murder me. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What up, Justin?
Man, the other day, y'all caught me in a bad time. I was trying to switch ears. I had a horrible day that day, man. And then I let you down like that, let you hang, and that's on me.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens.
What happened?
The other day when y'all went to me, and I accidentally had
you. Oh, you're on mute. Yeah.
I was switching ears, and my big thumb hit the mute button. I was talking away. Next thing I know, I hear click, and I'm like, what the hell? But anyway, that's on me. It's been a rough day. But anyway, yes, this weekend is a must win. After everything that went on after last weekend, it is a must win. I mean, you got to admit, we were all expecting, or hoping, not expecting, a blowout against the Browns. And then just to win by 4 points like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then after everything that went on in the presser and all that stuff, I mean, they need to have a good showing this weekend, not just for themselves as a team, but for the daggone coach, too. You know, if they believe in him and trust him and all that as much as they say, they've got to have a good showing this weekend, I believe.
Yeah, I think the positive for that, Justin, is I think I think the ceiling and the floor for winning and losing on Sunday are both far more extreme than they would have been, right? So if they lose, it's much, much worse than it would have been. But I also think if they win in almost any fashion after what they went through this week, I think it'll be much better than just beating the 2-4 Giants in New York. I think winning this game, I think for them, will be much bigger than it would have been previously. So it's worse if they lose, but I also think it's better if they win.
And it's also, like y'all talked about earlier, it's going to be a big test for that offensive line because Lawrence, like y'all said, he's got seven and a half sacks.
Yep.
You've got Burns. Thibodeau, you know, Kayvon Thibodeau, he's out this week, I think.
He's hurt.
Injured, so
he's on IR.
That's one less worry. Yeah, that's one less worry we've got. But I'm telling you, man, they've got some pretty good receivers. And if Darius can't play, I swear, I really think Isaiah Rodgers or Kelee Ringo is going to step up. I really do. And with Ike dropping that little insider of the year nugget, it will be active during the trade deadline.
That's right. Report that. Yeah.
Yep. That's kind of got me hoping.
That's right.
No, good.
Getting Miles Garrett, Justin.
We'll move up to number one to the insider of the year,
right.
Maybe. But I tried calling yesterday several times to wish you happy birthday, brother. Like Rio said, or Yoshi said, it was super busy yesterday. But
I got the tweet. I got the tweet, brother. I appreciate it.
And also, I know what you're talking about when you said you and your wife was going out for dinner and you was leaving the bums or whatever at home.
Yeah.
It's the same way for my birthday. I told my son, I said, I don't know where you're going to go, but it's my birthday. So, yeah, I just don't want to be here, but it's my birthday. It comes once a year. So, You don't want to be home that night, son. I'm telling you.
Scored a big dose of D.
Oh, God.
He unwound your butt cheeks.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Okay, I got two quick answers for you. I had a great answer yesterday. Y'all was talking about Harrison Ford and, you know, then George Clooney taking the mantle. My answer for yesterday, I think Harrison Ford took that mantle from Burt Reynolds from the 70s.
That's a good one. That is good.
Burt Reynolds for sure. Yeah.
My face of the 2000s, this guy created, like, I know some of y'all probably don't give a crap, but created, like, the comic book movies. Robert Downey Jr., man. That guy came from nothing and went to Iron Man and created the whole Marvel universe.
Well, hold on. Came from nothing. He was already a big movie star.
Dude, he got arrested. He was so.
He's saying he came back from.
Yeah, it was a good comeback. It's a good answer.
From hell, basically. You know?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's a bazillionaire, and now he's coming back to Marvel. They're gonna make him the bad guy. I don't know what the hell's happening there, but anyway, y'all had a heck of a show today. Y'all entertained the crap out of me, but and I love y'all. I mean it.
Appreciate it, Justin. Love you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Let's go Vols +3.5 Saturday.
Yeah.
I waited till he got off to bring it up. Didn't have a fit.
Well, they had
taking on Bama.
Well, they had a disaster showing against Florida this week.
That was terrible against Florida. They won, though, didn't they? They won.
They won barely.
Yeah.
In overtime.
We'll give you some goodish Sixers injury news right after Jack tells you about where to get yourself a fridge.
Or any appliances.
Or a dishwasher.
That's the great part about National Appliance Warehouse, Spike. They got over 15,000 square feet. They got over 100 brands at National Appliance Warehouse, from sub-zero to budget. You're going to get your appliance needs from National Appliance Warehouse. Again, in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. And there's a lot of things that you need to know about National Appliance Warehouse. But one of the things that you need to know is that when you walk in there, you'll feel like you're a part of their family. I was down there a couple weeks ago, and truly, 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 when you walk in, they know how to take care of you. It's what they pride themselves in. Knowledgeable staff, friendly staff, there to service you. But on top of all that, you will get the best price at National Appliance Warehouse. Your dollar's always stretching further, not only because of tax-free Delaware, but also they always have great savings events going on, like the Columbus Day Mega Sale that's going on right now. But they also have Price Assure that instantly updates price tags throughout the store if it finds a lower price in a different appliance store. Exclusive to National Appliance Warehouse. So over 100 brands from sub-zero to budget. Get to National Appliance Warehouse today. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com. Visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fred sent you.
You know, you always say they treat you like family. Does that mean when you go there, they weed whack your yard as well?
And pay for my phone bill?
And pay for your phone bill? Yep. So if you, I know most people did not watch the Sixers preseason game last night. By the way, Ben Simmons decided not to play in Philadelphia.
Of
big
course.
Shocker.
Another day.
Yeah, Jared McCain took a awful fall and looked had to go to a hospital afterwards. It looked like he hit his head, but it seemed like so. Anyway, he was diagnosed with a pulmonary contusion, which is, a bruise on your lung, but has not displayed any symptoms consistent with a concussion. So he's out for the preseason game tomorrow, will be evaluated daily moving forward, but it seems like Jared McCain, who probably wasn't going to play very much anyway, but first-round pick Jared McCain is doing all right. That looked awful. Anytime guys have that fall in basketball where they're up in the air and then they end up landing on their back and head, those falls always look terrible. Yeah. Think about how high those guys end up being. So I'm glad that McCain's all right.
Yeah.
Jim in Bucks County, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How's everything going?
Hey, Jim.
What up, Jim?
Hey, this Sunday is a must win, and I'm feeling that we're not going to do it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. For real, man. And I hate saying it because I love my Eagles. Ike, you're the man.
Appreciate that.
But, you know, the Giants, number one, is going to stop Saquon. You know, they're not going to let us go up there and then him have a hell of a game. And if they stop him, that puts everything in Hurts' hands. And with the play calling that we've had over the first five games, even though it's the Giants, and for some reason when they suck, they still play us hard.
Yep.
I'm not feeling good about this Sunday, guys, to be honest. And as a must win, if they win, I'll be happy. I'll be the first one to say that I'm wrong. But if they lose, all three of those coaches got to be looked at for real. You know, because we haven't had one game since last season where we've come out in the first quarter and just been hyped. You know,
yeah.
We come out flat as anything every game. You know, even when we take the ball first or we get the ball first, you know, we don't do anything. I think we're the only team that hasn't scored in the first quarter, I keep hearing.
Yeah.
Also, if we put it, if they put the ball in Jalen's hands, now he's been sacked, what, 14, 15 times already this season?
Sounds about right.
Okay. This defensive line for the Giants, they're no joke.
Or the number one, they're the number one team in the league with sacks, 26.
Yeah.
Oh Christ, I didn't know that. But great.
Well, anytime a D tackle has seven sacks through five games,
your numbers
six
are going to be pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, and I hope I'm wrong, but if they come out flat like they have, I don't care if he shaves his head or anything, brings his kid to the press conference. He's got to be really looked at because it's his job to get this team together, to get the coordinators together, to get the players together, and get them hyped up. Like when you played, right?
Yep.
You guys came out. I don't know if it was you, Dawkins, whoever. You guys came out fired up. Like no one was going to do anything to you, no matter where you guys played. I have not seen that this year.
Yeah. No. I everything you said has been pretty much spot on. Actually, the more that I hear today, and I'm sure it'll be even more of it tomorrow, the doubt around the city.
Yeah.
I feel more confident they're going to win Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
They got to win.
When you expect little from them, they'll show up. It reminds me of the Saints game.
Right.
We thought they had no chance to get beat against New Orleans.
Yeah. They got to win on Sunday. I know the must-win thing, but I feel like the whole thing could... The vibe will turn.
Yeah,
and I do think it could crumble the other way. But I do think, and I don't think they have to win particularly convincingly. I don't think they can play bad and win and have everybody feel good. But I think if they go in, and I don't, especially because of the expectations, if they could, they didn't blow the Saints out. You know, they barely won that game. So
everybody was happy with
it. And they're a 3-point favorite on Sunday for a reason. Yep. Hey, Jim, give us your face of the 2000s.
All right. Now, I don't know if this has been said, but this guy was on everybody's mind for 10 years until they killed him. Osama bin Laden.
I mean...
He has not been said.
Look, Jim.
Well, yeah, no, he hasn't been said.
I don't think we can... I mean...
Well, I mean, we could take it, but it's not going to win.
Yes, it's not going to win.
Yes.
But, you know,
okay.
I give you credit for a creative answer.
Yes.
You know, we could all name movie stars.
I'm glad they came at the end.
You named a terrorist. You know, it's fine. You know, this is what it is. The text line is brought to you by Benari. I'm not saying terrorists are fine. You know what I'm saying. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
My face of the 2000s is me. Also the 80s and 90s. And the 2010s and now. Howard and Delco.
You are.
Yeah.
You're the face of...
You're the king.
Sports of
Why
the
we
city.
Call you the king.
You know everything.
We need you.
Didn't you know that they won the game on Sunday? Everyone's acting like they lost.
I didn't know everyone hated kids.
Yeah. What's that?
Donovan is only going to get better if he gets heat on him. When Ron Jaworski was here, he had heat on him. Donovan doesn't. The exact call Chuck and Mount Airy would have made in the 2000s.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen does have heat on him.
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't know. Yeah, what is Chuck talking about? Yeah,
he does. Now... I think Jalen has more defenders than Donovan had, but we also, it was a different media landscape at the time. There's no social media, all that kind of stuff, but it does feel like there are more people sticking up for Jalen than stuck up for Donovan when things went bad publicly, you know?
Yep.
What's next?
He does good work and has really become a great analyst. Spike when he sees an NFL analyst who criticizes Jalen.
Well,
they always seem to make good points.
It's all quarterbacks.
Yep.
Dan Orlovsky, Chase Daniel, Kurt Warner.
Yeah, it's all quarterbacks.
It's all quarterbacks. Look, I respect those guys. I respect the hell out of those guys. What's next?
This is a real place? Wow! I always thought they were referring to the Lego version of Italy. Jack, passing through Little Italy last week.
Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, you not knowing that Hell's Kitchen was a real area.
Oh, why would I think that? I mean, the Burrows. You get the Burrows.
Well, speaking of Brad Pitt, have you ever seen Sleepers?
No.
Great movie.
Yeah,
and
no, was
that was in Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah, there you go. Come on, Jack.
What part of New York is it? Is it which?
Was it Lower Manhattan?
Hold on. What answer could I give you that is going to help you out on this one?
I know it was like in the big city.
Manhattan.
Oh,
yes.
No.
What's next?
So I read on Twitter that you hate people that don't return their carts at the grocery store. Are you seeing that on this Eagles team? Specifically a player wearing number one? Spike interviewing Kurt Warner.
I think I've been fair to Jalen.
I agree. I think people are starting to open their freaking eyes.
Well, let's put it this way. I have been critical, but I don't think I've been hater-like with Jalen. I have been. Well, you're a hater.
Yeah, you're a hater, Jack.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Boy, am I glad that guy's not my boss. Nick, listening to Mike Lombardi at the NovaCast.
Mike didn't hold back.
That was a great answer.
Didn't even hesitate.
Mike, what would you have done?
He didn't even hesitate,
I would have called him in and said, when are you going to grow up?
Yep.
Man. Yeah, he had that one locked and loaded. Yeah. Well, pretty much everybody who is in football in some capacity, former player, former GM, former coach, whatever, they saw that clip of Nick Sirianni doing that, and they're like, what is this doing?
Yeah. Respect the game, yes. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but I love having Mike on. Mike Lombardi does not hold back at all. I think at some point we have to have an analytics hater summit with Larry Anderson, Mike Lombardi, and Howard. And just put a bunch of numbers in front of them and watch them burn the numbers.
Well, that would be like, you just say, hey, what do you guys think about analytics? And like, how much, watching them both, all three of them sound so exasperated.
Yep.
That's how it starts. Oh, these analytics.
Yeah, yep. That's the problem. That's the problem with sports today.
Now, I have become more of an eye test guy as my life has gone on. I've gotten older.
Yeah.
The analytics are boring.
It's just numbers.
Yeah, it's not fun to talk about.
Yeah.
But I remember when you two were analytic guys.
Yeah. Well, let's put it this
Hated
way.
It.
We used to argue, and I was the eye test guy, because I'm always an eye test guy.
Yes, but your eye test was Evan Turner over J.J. Redick.
Why are you bringing up names?
Well, yes. You know what it is? I've evolved into appreciating what the analytics can give you, but also trusting what I'm watching.
There we go. Yeah.
But yes. I think that's what good front offices do anyway. And I obviously don't know. Mike knows better than me about what front offices are doing, but I don't think that there's any front offices being like, don't watch them play. Just look at these numbers.
Just watch the numbers. We don't need to go scout them.
And I bet what the
Although we did draft Andre Diller without actually seeing him play.
Well, I also think
that's because the draft board said, hey, this is a good idea.
I think maybe what happens is the coaches don't want to hear it, so the front offices get even more forceful with the analytics thing. By the way, Brad Pitt was in Moneyball, too, which is a 2000
movie. Oh, yeah, he was good at Moneyball.
Yeah, he was good at Moneyball.
Yeah.
Billy B.
Did I ever tell that Billy Bean story on the air? Did I tell it on the air?
Oh, I don't know if you told it on the air or not.
I should tell it on the air at some point. It is a good story. Fritz the Six is next, right?
Riding with the King.
Yeah, we got to give away the tickets.
Yeah, so.
I will just say what the tickets are. The winner for next question today gets a pair of tickets to go see the Disturbed, The Sickness 25th Anniversary Tour, which makes me feel old, April 2nd at the Wells Fargo Center. For tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com. The question today, based on Eminem's birthday. Was who is a face of the 2000s?
So Scott Stapp, big answer.
Yep.
Allen Iverson, big answer.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian, big answer.
Yeah.
That's big, yeah.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt, Spike made just put that in there.
Yeah.
Jay-Z.
Yeah. Yep.
Mia Hamm.
Yep.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah. I feel like there's a better one in there.
Not really. Like Floyd Mayweather, Tom Cruise, Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. I don't know. Denzel.
Denzel or Tom Cruise, I think, are probably, Or no, oh yeah, Tiger was Ike.
Our answers. Yeah.
What Emerald about Lagasse? Jay-Z?
Little Jay-Z? Last time?
He might well win something before he goes down.
Yeah, before he goes away.
All right, Jay-Z?
Yeah, sure.
Raji in Philly.
Yep, Raji. Raji? Yeah. Raji, you want to go to bring me to Disturbed. Let's go see Disturbed together, Raji.
Yeah. Also, we'll have tickets tomorrow for Disturbed.
Oh, okay. I would like to see that show. I haven't seen them in forever.
Yeah, you're the one.
The singer, no, it's at the Wells Fargo Center. Quick story. They were on Ozfest all the time, and I went to every Ozfest. Ozfest, the guys in the bands would be there all day long because they would play for 40 minutes, but the concert was like 12 hours long, and they would all have their own buses back. David Draymond, the lead singer from Disturbed, would go out into the crowd of Ozfest, pick out a girl, walk that girl back to the bus. Half an hour later, you would see him leave with the girl, and then he would go back to the bus with another girl, and this would happen all day long.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the lead singer of Disturbed. He was having a good time at Ozfest.
Was he not singing?
You don't only have to sing for like an hour or 40 minutes or whatever. Meanwhile, I'm not doing it. I'm just drinking a Coke and you know, eating a pretzel. Meanwhile, this guy's having time of his life.
Yes, yeah. I would say so.
All right. So Fritz at 6 and Riding with the Kings next. Any clue as to what you guys are going to talk about?
Probably the Eagles.
Oh, okay. Any idea? Do you go fight with them again?
We'll see.
All right.
If he works me up a little bit.
All right. We'll be back with you tomorrow, as we always are. This is the WIP Afternoon Show. So it's October, and you've been thinking about getting rid of your old banged up car, and it is spooky season, which means that John Ashdale, Cars R, team at Colonial, going to help you ghost your ride, get rid of that old piece of junk, because they have all these 2024 Hyundais on the lot, and they got to go. They got scary good deals. Over 200 of those cars on the lot at Elantras and Tucson's and Santa Fe's and Kona's. You can buy any of them. 0% financing for 60 months. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. The highest in the region, that piece of junk. $6,500 for it, no matter what condition it's in, guaranteed. And you're going to get Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Stay away from the ghouls. Ghost your ride with a deal on a new car that won't come back to haunt you. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.